Thanks for calling customer service. This is Lisa speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. It's about I was charged for $59.95, and I did not authorize that one.
You say you would like to who?
I'm sorry. I'm being charged by your company for $59.95.
Okay, can I have your zip code, please?
It's, right here. Hold on.
I can't hear you. Can you repeat it?
85708.
85078. Hold on. Are you close to the phone? Because I can't hear you.
Hold on.
Okay, can you go ahead?
85728.
85708. And your first and last name?
Hello?
And your first and last name?
Emerson Sandino.
Huh?
Emerson Sandino.
Can you verify your shipping address?
I'm sorry?
Can you verify your shipping address?
It's 8143 East Ironwood Street, Tucson, Arizona.
Okay, thank you. So on your account, I do see that you purchased the smartwatch and the mini pods and a warranty for $5.95 each, $14.95. So it was a 14-day trial. Within the 14-day trial, you had to cancel. If not, you would be charged the $59.95, which they charged you already for that, for the pause. They tried to charge you another $59.95 because it was for the watch. Those are great watches and AirPods. You can hook them up, Bluetooth them, check your heart rate and everything, all that good stuff. So...
yeah.
And it's a one-time charge.
What do you mean it's a one-time charge?
Sir?
I mean, I didn't know about that. I thought it was free. It says when I saw it, like...
yeah, it was in the terms and conditions in the box that you had to check. Everything was notated there.
So what's that $59.95? Is there another item coming in?
Huh?
Is there another item coming in for that $59.95?
The $59.95 is because you didn't cancel within 14 days.
So I didn't know it works like that way. So I need a refund on that. I didn't authorize that one. I never read anything like that when I got the smartwatch.
Okay. I'm not understanding anything you're saying. Is it someone there that could talk for you?
What I'm saying is I didn't know that there's another $59.95 coming in. There's a trial of 14 days. I did not know about that.
Oh, yeah, I understand. But it was in the terms and conditions. It was in the box that you had to check. In order to proceed to check out, you had to check that box. I guess you didn't read it, but it was in there.
Yeah, I didn't read it. Probably it was.
But it's a one-time charge, so it's not something that's going to continue. It was just for you to cancel, and you didn't cancel within the 14 days, so they automatically charge you for the watch and the pods.
So what happened next?
Nothing.
Are you going to charge me again on the next coming day?
No, sir. I just told you it's a one-time charge.
That's $59.95?
Yes, sir.
There's no way I can make a refund on that?
No, sir.
Because probably you put it in a very tiny letters when I saw it on the internet. I already canceled my card with a capital one, and I'm going to make a dispute on that, because with my knowledge, I did not authorize that one. So there's nothing you can do about it. Hello?
Hello? You said, no, sir, because it was a 14-day trial. You had 14 days to cancel.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I did not see that.
I understand that you did not see it, but it was there.
You really put it in a very tiny letters, right? So we won't notice it. Like it's scam.
It's not a scam. It's reading.
It's real, yeah, but you would hardly notice it because it's very tiny words, tiny letters that you're doing. If you won't make a refund and make a dispute on that with my bank.
Okay, you say you're going to make
there's nothing you can do about it, so no need to talk to you, right?
You say you was going to make a dispute?
Yes.
If you would like for me to talk to my supervisor, then I can talk to my supervisor.
No, I don't want to talk to anyone anymore.
You say you don't want to talk anymore?
No, you talk to
okay,
my
well,
bank.
That's fine. Thank you for calling Custom Service. You have a great day.